Update on the injury report. Jay Cutler, hamstring, did not participate. Alshon Jeffrey, hamstring, did not participate. John Bostic, ankle, did not participate. Everybody else was limited practice. I'll go through it if you need it. No new additions. Any questions?
John, with Porter getting healthier, what can he add to the defense in the secondary when he's back?
You know, I think, we saw early on that he had good cover skills. He has good ball skills. He has played in the league, so he brings a certain element of experience to the group. Hopefully, can make it to game day. I think this is the first regular season game he'll be up, or has the possibility of being up. We're hoping he adds something to our defense.
What's your reaction to all the penalties? It was close to 200 yards, so what's your reaction when you found out?
Well, I think, it's something you want to limit. I think penalties are up all around the league. I think we're way ahead after 2 weeks of where we were a year ago. It usually starts that way if you pay attention to football. I think every year early in the season it gets like that, and they kind of slide into their normal selves.
Jen, with regard to the quarterback situation, do you know who will start on Sunday but don't want to divulge it publicly, or do you just not know yourselves who will start on Sunday?
Well, I think I've been fairly consistent with I don't announce our starting lineup any position. So, I think whether I know or somebody knows is irrelevant. Just the league, we do everything that the league requires us to do.
Are the Seahawks, John, radically different than the team you faced in the Super Bowl a couple years ago? Are they kind of still the same team?
I think Pete does a great job, his staff. I think they've made some coaching changes this offseason, in particular to the defense. I mentioned early, with us here, I think every year your team has a new personality. You may be missing guys, you might be guys injured. Like I say, staff, people change. So, again, one thing nice about it, when you start a new season, last year doesn't mean anything. It's all about now.
John, we saw Jeremy Langford get a drive early in the game Sunday, capped it with a touchdown. I don't think we saw him again on offense, though. Is that by design? Is that game flow? Is there a reason for that?
I think our coaches try to keep our guys fresh. I think most every position, maybe other than quarterback, not intentionally, and the O-line, doesn't really have a wave. Where we've been in the past, we've had, guys come in, whether you shuffle wideouts or tight ends or running backs, and on defense your D-line, you have a bunch of different substitutions, in the backfield. So, I think you try to keep a wave of players, that you're up, that have 46 guys up to keep guys fresh.
John, where specifically do you need to see the most improvement on your football team at this early stage?
Really the whole team, until, we can find ways to win. Really I think, improvement everywhere, coaching, playing, offense, defense, special teams, in all areas.
John, when you go on the road to a loud place, we always talk about, the offense. Mm-hmm. Is there any challenge to the defense? I know the home crowd is typically more quiet when their offense is out, but what's the challenge for you guys playing on the road?
Well, I think, really it's a challenge, wherever you play. A lot of times it's who you play is the real challenge. But, obviously playing on the road, you do have the noise to deal with. I think it can't be any louder than what we practice with every day. It's more the pressure of the situation, I think, than the actual noise. And then defensively, we play at home. We play crowd noise for home games, when the defense is up in our practice period. So, it's just a matter of communication, making sure guys have different ways to communicate, when they can't hear each other.
John, how much better do you feel about the preparedness of Clawson, if it comes to that, for this week's game, as opposed to what he did on Sunday against the Cardinals?
Well, as I mentioned earlier in the week, I think, players are aware who's starting and who the backups are, and we like to keep it in that room. I think, they understand they're one play away, no matter what position they play. Obviously, when you get the full week to prepare, unlike a pop quiz maybe when you were in school, you know the test date, you know the material, and you have the opportunity to prepare for it. I think, I don't know that it's easier, but you are a little more comfortable.
Jim's been out here. What's his input been like during drills and talking with quarterbacks? Is he hands-on with these guys?
Yeah, he's been great. I wanted to list him as limited because he caught some passes today. But No, he's been great. You know, he's been great. I've said all along since we've been here. He's worked very hard in the game planning part of, playing his position. And, he's very much into it, and he's going to help any way he can, whether he's healthy or not healthy.
Flying out early, John, flying out on a Friday for a long trip, is that something you've always done in your career? And what are the benefits of leaving a day early?
Well, I think, usually that first sleep when you kind of have a couple time zones, for those of you that have done that before, it's pretty rotten. So we just felt like, with another chance to sleep, another day in that time zone, it's, been a little easier to adjust. But like most of everything in this job, you learn from experience, and some of them are negative. So you adjust, and we found that to be a little bit better.
John is the on-field 39 carries, over 200 yards so far, two games. Is there any, at this stage, any concern about the quantity that you use a guy like him within your offensive scheme?
Well, I think, as I answered earlier, we talked about Jeremy Langford. Jaquizz Rodgers is another guy that's, had some touches that, I think, Stan Drayton, our running back coach, does a good job of, inputting guys into the game. And, Matt's a tremendous player. He is the starter, or has been. And, I think those are, things that we just have to monitor as we go along. It's a long season.
Is the on-field communication in a place like Seattle more problematic when you have a quarterback who may not have been in that situation as much as veteran managers?
I think stock put in experience, but Jimmy's been in big spots before. I think he'll handle it just fine.